We like the toilet paper one.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
But it was a texter.
That's fine.
We weren't worthy enough for them to actually call us and go on the air and deliver it.
Dennis, don't be a, you know, what do you call
it?
A
hater. Don't be a hater.
A hater or a segregator. Don't be a segregator.
Yeah, we got a lot of that going on, don't we?
The text ones were funnier, I think, than the call.
I think they were.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's
and, text.
Stop texting me.
Wow.
But you like it when people.
Have you ever smelled mothballs? How'd you get their little legs apart?
I heard that one. It's so funny. I don't know why.
Oh, boy. What?
Okay.
We like the toilet.
First off, if
one.
You want to break that joke down, you don't have to get their legs apart, okay? If a mothball stinks, maybe the mothball farted. You know what I mean?
Well,
you don't have to put anybody's legs apart to smell gas, right, Paul? When you went in the studio
sure.
over there, did you smell anything this morning?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
He left you a treat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What?
Locked one off for
I
you.
Got a nursery
oh,
rhyme.
Rude.
Hickory dickory duck.
Okay.
No?
Oh.
All right.
No, we're
with
good
an
on
accent,
that.
Too. From Brooklyn, apparently.
What do you get what do you get when you cross an elephant and a rhino? Elephino. Yeah, okay. All right, we'll give it to the
I like this day.
The toilet paper one?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It's your stupid humor day.
I know, it is my stupid humor day.
It's National Tell a Joke Day.
All right, you give me their phone number, I'll call them.
Or we'll text them back.
What do you call a man? What do you call a man who doesn't toot in public? A private tutor.
Oh,
cute.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Okay, America's Got Talent. It's up on my blog. What else is up on the blog? Is that the horse in the?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh! I should have played that sound effect.
What?
See if you guys could guess what
the
it
horse
is. Can I do
the,
that, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll have to do it after because I'm not. I got it all set up for America's Got Talent last night.
Yes.
Susie was busy watching The Bachelor, The Bachelors in Paradise, mm-hmm. which we'll get to some of that chat later on in the show. But America's Got Talent was absolutely awesome last night. It was the first of the live shows. Tonight it'll be the results of the live show.
Oh, okay. It's not like a second half because I only got about halfway through last night. I got through till like 9:30.
Yeah, here's Angelica Hale performing. I think that's the girl with the she has the puppet or the ventriloquist
oh,
girl.
Oh, I didn't see her. Okay,
yeah, listen yeah. to this. Okay, why is my sound cutting out?
Wow.
My computer's
the puppet.
No,
this is
the
first one, because I saw this one. Yeah.
Kid singer. She had a kidney transplant 4 years ago.
Yeah.
She was in a coma, that girl. Well, I would have had all that if my computer wasn't going slow. So, yeah.
But wasn't she amazing?
Oh, my gosh.
9 years
what a voice.
Old.
What a
but
voice.
It's like every time when I see her, we were talking about this last night, when you see those nine-year-olds sing those big songs, those big adult songs, you're just, it kind of, there's a disconnect. It's like, okay, you're nine. You don't have a remedy. If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
I mean,
still.
You should be singing like
right.
a Disney song or something.
Hey, don't put these kids in a box. That's what you adults do.
Of being
yeah,
kids. Yeah, I do.
They're not kids. They're little kids
adults
from the past.
adults in little tiny bodies?
Yes.
My disconnect was the clown and the Lord.
Oh,
clown.
And you know what? I rooted for the clown initially because I thought, wow, that's different. And I was so stunned when he sang yeah. the first time. But this time was really weird.
He stunk? All right, here's the girl, Darcy Lynn, with the ventriloquist.
I treated you fine.
The girl or the puppet? Because I've only seen
says.
A promo of her, and she's just this itty-bitty little blonde.
Is she tiny?
Yeah, and she's got this white, fluffy little puppet on sticks,
she
you know.
She had a new puppet.
Oh, she had a new one?
Big ears. A
oh,
mouse.
I can't wait to see it. Okay.
Let's see.
Text Denny to 240-1055. You can see it.
You can see it. Anyway, what else do I have from America's Got Talent? Oh, the In the Stairwell. Those are the military guys.
Yes, a cappella group. To win. They're
yeah,
so
I want them. I want them to get through too. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off. But I still wake up. I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. They were really good.
And they're so awkward, which is what makes them adorable. Because they're wearing their fatigues, and they're marching, and they're dancing to this. And they just look awkward. They look clunky and awkward, and that's why they're so good.
Yeah, their dance moves aren't so polished.
No, and it's wonderful.
But it's funny. All right, you know who else I loved? And they were right at the beginning. Well, I love the 17-year-old singer, Make It Rain, Christian Gardino, the kid who was blind, and then he had some kind of operation, and now he can see. And he was really good. He was the first one. He just killed it when he said sang Make It Rain. Because you look at this guy and you're thinking, man, what a nerd.
He's every kid. He really is. He's just every kid.
And well, he's 17, so I guess he's not. But he anyway. But the two little kid ballroom dancers, Artin and Paige.
No, I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't.
You can't what?
They make me crazy.
Oh no!
What happened to your ovaries?
I know.
We found the line.
That's their. They annoy the hell out of me.
Oh my gosh! They're so good.
I mean, they are. Wow. They are amazing dancers. I mean, technically speaking, they're spectacular dancers. They really are.
I am very surprised by that from you.
They annoy me.
Wow!
Those
two,
especially the little girl. Yes, the little boy.
He's adorable.
He's adorable. Trisha? He's adorable. But she drives me.
Trisha.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Isn't that crazy? Tell me someone else does. They aren't annoyed by that.
No, she is annoying. The little girl is very annoying.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here's Christian Gardino and then. When the sins of my father. All right, this is the actual video. Let me speed it up. Let me get it here. Hey. Wow, that's pretty good. All right, where's that clown? Where's that creepy clown?
That clown was
very creeps me out. Hold on, maybe I can find it here.
I mean, he's really good, but he's really weird.
Yeah.
He's just...
He doesn't creep you out, but the little girl does. Okay.
Yeah, well, no, he creeps me out a little, too. Just in a different
Puddles
way.
Pity Party. This is the
Puddles.
Singing clown.
He creeps me out. She annoys me.
I never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies.
Okay, let me move that. Blood in our blood, that kind of luck just ain't for us. We claim a who?
Simon
gave him the X?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one was pretty good when he came on, but then it was because you didn't expect it. Now it's like, okay, dude, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, results tonight, so peep that out. All right, we have to break. More to come. We picked the winner, right? The winner is going to be the toilet paper one.
Toilet paper.
Congratulations, you get a prize pack. It's Q105. Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. This is Q105. WQQO, Sylvania Toledo. A Cumulus station. Q105 traffic is sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Quality and value for less than $5 per week average cost.
This look at you right now. Traffic is also brought to you by Grogan'stown and Firestone. We have no accidents to report. Beep, beep. During this summer clearance event, Grogan'stown is featuring the 2017 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Big Horn 4x4. You can lease it for $199 per month. Grogan'stown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, 6100 Telegraph Road, or Grogan'stown.com. This is the